Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas. It's 6:01 p.m. and it's still running hot. So today, our show is titled, I Am Not My Race. And we're going to talk about Bible verses, what that means to me, what it could mean for you. And yes, we're going to include talking about Mr. Floyd only in the reference of that what happened to him was not right, but we can't just make him the martyr and forget what's going on in the past. It has happened in the past and has happened long before him. And Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. And the bottom line is that God came for all of us. So I'm going to start off with Acts 10:34-35. And I figured some people would want to look up the verses. So I'm going to give you a site that you can go. I thought this was it says the top seven Bible verses about racial equality. And it was on www.pathos.com/blogs. All right. Acts 10:34-35. So Peter opened his mouth and said, truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. He's saying to the people, it's your heart. He looks at the heart. God looks at your heart. He doesn't look on the outward of man. And that's discussed more in 1 Samuel 16:7. Let me read you another one. Revelation 5:9. We're going to read this one and go to a song. And they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seal, for you were slain, and by the blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Clearly, God desires all people's tongues, nations, and tribes worship him, and this is what the Apostle John saw. And that's what the Apostle John saw. All right, we're going to go play a song, and then we'll be right back with Rolling with the Diva. This is going to be Lady Cassandra Sidney. We're going to play two songs and be right back. back with Rolling with the Diva. And maybe some people say, well, I don't believe in God. That's okay. You have a higher power. Ask your higher power, ask God, ask the Lord Jesus to send you where he wants to show you in your life what you are capable to do to be a benefit to this world. We all have a gift. We all have a talent. And I know that a lot of people don't want to hear this, but I'm going to first start out with this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask that you help the four officers that were wrong with Mr. Floyd, that you would help their hearts, bring them closer to you, and allow them to look at what they did and live their lives according to you going forward. Lord, forgiveness is for us, not for the person who has done the harm. Forgiveness helps us from being bitter and angry, and I ask that for anybody listening, anybody in my life, for anybody that you know needs to be touched with that, Lord, I ask that. Thank you for the show, and thank you for letting me be a message, and I appreciate your gifts and talents to me. All right, so I'm going to read you guys another Bible verse, and then we're going to go to another song. Leviticus 19:34. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as a native among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt, and your Lord your God. So I'm going to ask you guys this. Would you keep treating yourself badly? Is that why you treat others badly? Or would you like to be treated how you treat others, with respect, kindness, mercy, and grace? That's something to think about as we go into our next song. And then we'll be back for I'm not defined by my race, with a message and also with Bible verses and just a word of saying you guys are loved, you're wanted, you're more than enough. Don't forget that. It may be hard at this time, I know, for especially for African American, blacks, minorities, to really feel that, you know, you are loved, but you are. God came for every single freaking person on the earth. He knew beforehand what was going to happen. So please don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. This is not our final resting place. God has more for us when we leave this earth. You know what? If you need somebody to talk to and you're struggling, please call 211 in all of the United States, and they can give you referrals for counseling, for food, for housing, for church referrals for food. There's many, many ways that they can help you with that. All right, we'll be back.
Hey, this is Sylvie, host of the Queen Sylvie Show on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear me keep it real about everything while making a difference promoting comedy and other artistic talents from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and around the world. Don't miss the Queen Sylvie Show. Ahala.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
You're so cute. It says, jump in, and you do.
Thank you.
Right, we're back with Rolling with an Eva. That was Law and Fell in Love by Nick Mott. And you can find that on godlychristianmusic.com/freechristiansongs.asx. Love the site. All right, now we're going to get ready to get into the beef of the show. Calling me an Uncle Tom, Oreo, idiot, dumb, you don't know your race. Are you sure you're black? I understand your people more than you do. Shame on you. Where's your pride? You're so lost. You're laughable. Because I don't agree with everyone's opinion on everything they are saying, it's just sad because some start with it from a particular race. It was not from a particular race. I've heard many. I will continue to pray. However, I want to love all unconditionally because God, the Lord Jesus, is bigger than all of us. He came and He died on the cross for us. If you're struggling and you want a personal relationship with God, I highly suggest you look up 1 John 3:16. He gave His only begotten Son. And that's paraphrased the verse. We are humanity because our blood is not identified by our race, creed, or color. Neither is life-saving plasma or a given organ. The whole story will be shared tonight. Please share with your friends and others and share this. And I thought this was some interesting thing I wrote. Or I didn't write, but this was from Van Hef. It was 1018, a Vietnamese Buddhist. The body of man is like a flicker of lightning, existing only to return to nothingness. Like the spring growth that shrivels in autumn, wastes no thought on the process where it has no purpose, coming and going like the dew. All right. So I'm just here to say today that I don't see color. I know that's hard for people, but it wasn't until this last 2 weeks that I've had to really say, okay, I'm a black person, I'm this or that, because I don't never have liked this known, oh, this is the first woman that won an award, a black woman or a white woman or whatever. And it's more used with people's races, like this was the first African-American man or this was the first Hispanic woman. But you know, so it's not done with Caucasians especially. So I'm just here today to say I understand what happened was wrong. But I'm 55, and I've lived through the times of, you know, not as hard as my mom or dad had it, but it was, you still went through that time where people look at you like you're dumb or you don't belong, or, you know, I've always felt I was in the middle of two races because of just how my beliefs on, you know what, you love each other as they are. Even in the black race, there's prejudice. There's prejudice in every race. So I don't know, just I don't want to stutter, but all right. So we're going to, let me see. Oh, yeah. I'm doing running quotes from the Bible, and I like this. And it's about running a marathon or for racers so that they, but I like this part. If you're a runner and have found that sometimes you feel less eager to lace on the running shoes and hit the track, never fear. Everyone, even the highest level athletes, hit performance plateaus or simply lose some enthusiasm for putting one foot in another. How does that pertain to talking today? Because a lot of times, as African Americans, I'm just going to speak for us, black, and I prefer to be called Black American because it was a politically correct name that was changed to African Americans. Sometimes we do lose sight of where we're going, and we get tired of going out the door being knocked up the side of the head proverbially or really physically and being looked down upon by our society, especially black men and younger people. But you don't have to lose sight. You just need to focus on God. And I know that's hard, and you need to pray. And I know that's hard for some people because why would God do this? And a God who loves and mercy. God doesn't do evil, but he will allow things to happen to shape us into where he needs to shape us or where we need to shape and get into better places. So you don't believe in God and a higher power? The same things can happen. Some of you guys call it karma. Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of thy feet and let all the ways be established. So what do you want from your life? What do you want to do? What are you hoping? There's nothing that can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is yourself. And I have found that. I went to school. I've gotten my degrees. And yes, there were times that it was really, really hard. Didn't even know if I could succeed because I didn't have the money. I didn't have the family wealth. But God put people in my life that were of many different colors that were able to help me. One of the greatest factors was a family from my own race, Roxanne Irvin, the Thompsons. In Carolyn, Georgia, they all stepped in and helped me through college. I had a job watching kids with them, and it was hard, but it was lovely. Hebrews 12:1. I know some of you guys, and still there's a lot of rioting going on, a lot of protests, but don't lose sight of who you are and go breaking and stealing and things, because that's not it. Keep running the path. Our time is not up on earth. When your time is up, you will know it. One of the things I want to point out to you guys is Hebrews 12:1 says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We all have a different path. We all have a different journey, but it doesn't mean that we give up. Don't give up. Don't give in to the haters, the racists. Don't. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you will be able to hear him. Romans 5:3, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience. We weren't promised a rose garden when we were born. Any of you guys doesn't even have nothing to do with God. Even if you don't believe in God, were you promised a rose garden when you came out of your mom's Okay, I'll just leave it at that. No, you weren't. Okay, there was no contract that said you were. We all go through different things. Some people go through greater things. Some people are born into slavery. Some people are born into slavery as in sex or abuse, things like that. But it doesn't mean that you have to stop. You have to keep going. But those are situations that need more than just keep going. You may need counseling. You may be holding on to that, and you may not know how to go about it. The first is I just highly suggest that you reopen the Bible, read the book of Psalms, and go from there. And then make sure that you're getting help and counseling and turning to people in your lives who can help you. I know that people are, it's just double stress with COVID-19 and then the And then Mr. Floyd, there's so many different things going on, but we each have our own journey. Don't quit. You know what? Racism is real. Let's just be honest. Yes, racism is real. It does happen. It's not going to just leave tomorrow. It's going to take a lot of work. But at that same time, it doesn't mean that you go into hating people because of what's happening. If you start to hate and you become bitter, and then the people around you have to suffer that. Is that what you want? Is that what you want to see? That's just think about where you want to go, what you want God to do with your life. You've got to hold on. You've got to know that it will be okay. And it's easy for me to talk, maybe you're saying, but I've been there. I've been in tough times. I've been where I've wanted to kill myself. But I know at the end of the day that God has been with me, and he has been there every step. And like the story about in the sand, he has carried you. I've been through a dad who chose another woman and other siblings over me. But yet, you know what? It was meant to be. It was God working greatness in my life in order to help people. Did you know your story of walking strong in Black Lives Matter? For this is for directly for a person who is Black American, or Hispanic Lives Matter, or Latino Lives Matter, that God has a plan for you. But you can't give up. And don't give up your love. L-O-V-E with a capital. Give up the bitterness. All right, I'm going to play a song. I love this godlychristianmusic.com/music .axpx. It's just really some really great songs on here, and I love them because it's free. I can share them with you guys. You guys can share them with other people, and that's a real art of giving. I'm going to tell you guys something. I have some friends who are Caucasian, who have different races. How can we help? Go help where there's needed. It doesn't have to be in a Black community. Go where the poor are. Go where the veterans are. Go where people that you know need help. Pray with them. Help them. Give food. Like my friend Kathleen is feeding the homeless, and she's using her own money, and she's working with the agency. Do what you can. You don't have to be standing out in the limelight. No, you don't have to be protesting, and don't let people tell you that. But some people have told me, if you're not protesting, then you're silent. No, that's not, because God calls us to prayer. I will challenge anybody to tell me that God doesn't say that prayer doesn't work, because praying is an option. Not all of us. We have different skills. Some are called to be teachers, pastors. Some are called to be public speakers, like Maya Angelou, Martin Luther King, past President Obama, past President George Bush. We all have different things. Just don't give up on that. We're going to play a song by Chidi Michael, and it's from godlychristianmusic.com. You can go on there. You can contact him if you want to listen to his music. But we're going to he has a couple songs. It's called Draw Me Close, I Worship You, You Reign, and we're going to do Draw Me Close.
Draw me close to you.
As always, we have to thank Zion for throwing in his bars. There wouldn't be a show without him. He always thinks he's, I think if the person came in the house, he would run. Well, that's been a short show. I'm not going to belabor it. I just wanted to just talk to you guys about race, and it's got to stop. We're here as humanity. We're here for each other. We got to stop putting so much emphasis on a person's race, especially the black race. We're disparaged, we're taken above other races, and we're below other races, and I see that myself. And, but I can see many people I'm surrounded by that are my friends, that are different colors, that they don't treat me like that. I know it's hard, but we've got to focus on humanity. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to go out with a song. It's not going to play its whole way through, but it's just to get you into a moment of just remembering you're loved. You're more than enough. You're wanted. You're capable of many things. Yes, our black lives do matter. Yes, we do want people to treat us with respect. Yes, as African Americans, black Americans, we do matter. And for that fact, all races matter. But I'm going to say that because I can understand how that my African American people, how my black people can see it that way. I may see it a little different in all humanity because I'm older and because I know that God came for all of our sins. Before I play the song, I'm going to read the rest of the verses that I didn't read because I think that they will help people understand where I am. Galatians 3:8, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. God doesn't see races or skin color or nationalities like we tend to. God sees no difference in the Jews or the Gentiles or in the males or the females or even in Paul's day. There was no difference to God from the slaves or the freemen. If we have repented and trusted in Christ, we are all one in him, and that reality matters. That's taken from www.pathos.com, and he made a way, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live all on the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of the dwelling place, Acts 17:26. There is but one race, the human race, and all are descendants from Adam. We have the same parents. We all have red blood, and we are all sinners too, Romans 3:10-12, and have all fallen short the glory of God, Romans 3:23. This is a free gift of eternal life. It's afforded to all who believes in Jesus Christ, John 3:16. Maybe you're Catholic. Yes, you believe in the Lord. I can go on and on. We may have different versions, just like we have different races, but God came for all of us, and that's what matters. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I've rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. This is one of the clearest Bible verses that there is to prove that God looks at the heart and not the color of a person's skin. The way that we dress or the way that they look or on the outside, it does not matter to God because he is only interested in what is the heart, because that's all that really matters. Having a relationship with God is a heart matter. Believing in your belief is a heart matter. How are you treating others? Okay? Revelation 7:9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude. There was great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from every tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. Revelation 7:9. This article is by Jack Wellman. He is the pastor of Mulvane Brethren Church in Mulvane, Kansas. He's also the senior writer of What Christians Want to Know, whose mission is to equip and encourage and energize Christians to address about the believer's daily walk with God in the Bible. You can also follow Jack on Google Plus, and that's an old link, or check out his book, Blind Chance or Intelligent Design, available on Amazon. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:21. Y'all are loved, you all are blessed. You ever need me, please feel free to call me, 951-552-3292, and be happy to have a conversation with you, help you find a resource, or whatever you need.
Happy Tuesday. It's August 21st.
I'm back by demand. Lord willing, it's all in his plan. I ain't never really had a plan, so I used to thank him in advance. People say that money make the man, but I ain't been the type to take advance. Take the dirt and mold to make the man, so the dirt just made me who I am.
Me,
just a man with a purpose. I ain't perfect, that's certain. God hands still working.
Yeah.
It's just the paint on my surface, and they wanna know what's up under that. I tell them don't worry about none of that. I struggle to come up from under that, while people were reaching to pull you back. Trust me, dawg, I ain't going back. I'm in a hole in the place. Problem keeps slowing my pace, but I'ma keep running my race. Yeah, ain't got no time for delays. Man, I gotta make a play. So when you hear, let it play.
When you hear, let it play.
Hey, that's real, so it's really real. I'ma keep it real. What's a man without God's favor? When you in the field of late with this music, homie, I don't really chill. Catch the vibe with the spirit. Can you feel it in the air? In the air.
G, pray, G, pray.
The spirit on me.
G, pray, G, pray.
By Chidi and Michael, and it's called Elaine.
Thank you.